That is for thee, Al-Islam, religion with Allah since time began.
Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu Alaikum, which is a greeting of peace. Peace be unto you. This is a greeting of all the messengers of God, and we're bringing you that same greeting, that same tradition that all the messengers of God brought. They brought submission and surrender to the one God, which is Islam. Islam is not a new way of life brought by Muhammad. Muhammad is just the last and final messenger sent to mankind. And we're going to be talking about very serious issues like we always do here on the Deen Show. I was watching the news just the other day, and they were talking about interviewing a gentleman who was making close to $750,000 a year. Can you imagine that? That's a lot of money, going to the nice fancy yacht clubs, going golfing, taking his wife on vacations, living a nice lavish lifestyle. But now the economy hits, and this man is actually a pizza man right now. So just how God gives it, he can take it. So are you really happy for what you have? And what do you do in times of calamity when all of a sudden, in a blink of an eye, you had it, now you lost it? We want to get some advice. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Can we make a bad situation turn out to be a good situation? We want some advice. And who best to give it to us than our good friend, Sheikh Zidane. So you don't want to go nowhere. We're going to be talking about this very important topic with the economy and how to get through some of these tough times when we come back here on the Deen Show.
Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe it's just to break the ice. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, it's good.
Alright, many people know who you are. Some people who don't. We cater to a lot of the non-Muslims. We're trying to help them understand the way of life that's actually for all mankind. Submission and surrender, not to me, you, not to a man, to a monkey, but to the Creator.
Right.
Simple, not too much philosophy there.
Right.
Submit yourself to God.
Right.
Do what God wants you to do.
Right.
Amen. That's it. Yes. So you have memorized, which is a miracle, the verbatim word of God.
Alhamdulillah.
I don't think there's, I'm pretty sure a fact, and I'll put out a challenge if somebody can bring me someone who's memorized any other scripture like the way that the Quran has been compiled and preserved,
right,
and has been memorized. And you're one of those that's memorized it.
I have children that are 7, 9 years old, memorized the whole Quran.
This is amazing. So that's one of the miracles, but we're not talking about the miracles and the evidences to establish that the Quran is the verbatim word of God. We have other shows for that. We're going to be talking about, like when I introduced the show, now the economy. People were really buying houses and enjoying. Now, 30,000 laid off this month. Last month, people laid off by the dozens in one company. Some people seeing 300 at their company being laid off. Another 1,000 at this company. It just, you don't know if it's coming to you next. People are paranoid. People are scared. I had mentioned that there was just an interview with a gentleman who was making $750,000 a year. And he now is losing that house, losing that, he lost the job, now he's a pizza man. So can this happen to, you know, us tomorrow? How can the people that are now going through these things, how can they manage and, you know, stick it out through the hard times? Talk to us, give us some advice, Shaykh.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, rasulullah. Everything is in the control of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And he's the most wise. And nothing happens like that without a wisdom. And we get to know from the revelation, from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, there are two set of means that God created on the face of earth. The physical means that people know, they work to earn money, make money, whatever there is. But there's a very important set of means that only for those who would trust in the revelation would understand it. And these set of means are that whoever is in obedience to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, their life will be great in this one and in the hereafter. Mm-hmm. And there are verses in the Quran where Nuh, peace be upon him, he said to his people,
Noah,
that if you would turn to him alone, if you believe in him and worship him alone, if you become Muslims, meaning submitting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make abundance of your wealth, and he would bring for you goodness in this earth from on top of you, from the bottom, everywhere, if you would turn to Him alone. And this is also something mentioned in the Quran. And God also mentioned in the Quran that He tests people sometime, in which He would give them abundance in wealth when they are still not aware of the purpose of their life. And He gives them more and more. وَضَبِ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ أَمِيرَةً مُطْمَئِنَّ أَتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Meaning, its provisions is coming to it from everywhere. But then they disbelieved in the Creator of the heavens and the earth. So as a result, He made them have the hunger and the suffering and so on and so forth. They were given all of these means for what purpose? For them to use it for the pleasure of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. So everything is by the wisdom of Allah, and Allah is the most merciful. Sometimes He tests His human beings for them to reflect and to ponder. At times of crisis, people think. And this thinking is such a beautiful thing. And that's what we call people to think. In Islam, we don't call people to just believe the way it is. Think. And when you look around you and you see that something is happening here, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? He wants from us to turn to Him alone. So this is an opportunity for us to turn to the Provider. He's the one that provides. And He's the one that sustains our life. The Prophet, peace be upon him, he said in the authentic hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى إِلَيْهِ. Allah had revealed to me that no one will die unless their provisions are given in full. So as a result of that, he said, then do not panic. Your provisions will come to you. But only seek that by your obedience to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And also, as a result of disobeying the orders of Allah, we know in Islam, usury is something that is forbidden. And it's not just forbidden in the Quran, forbidden in the books before, but people turned away from this with the interest and buying and selling things that is not tangible, things that has no reality to it. This is something that is forbidden in the religion of Islam. And even Allah says in the Quran that those who would deal with interest, that there is a war from Allah and His Messenger against them. That means they would never have happiness, maybe a temporary thing. But then after that, it's a real loss as a result of not abiding by this principle in the religion of Islam for the benefit of the human being. If you want to buy something that is tangible. Don't buy a piece of paper. Don't use loan to abuse one another and to make interests and everything. There are other forms of making money, but not money making money, but things that are tangible that a person can buy and sell. And we see the wisdom of Allah that was revealed 1400 years ago. We see the effect of it nowadays when people would not abide by the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran.
Do you see now that people are actually coming, trying to stimulate the economy, where they're coming back to saying, okay, we have to go towards a lot of no interest loans, trying to just get the people. What Islam is saying from the beginning, no interest, and now people are starting to see that right, and saying, look, pushing towards no interest.
Right. In Islam, actually, loans is a good deed.
Yeah.
There are other forms of making money. Mm-hmm. You see, when you talk about charity, for example,
yeah,
do we make interest out of charity? We don't. Charity is something out of the goodness of the people.
Yeah.
The same thing when it comes to loans. Somebody would say, well, how can I purchase something that I want and I don't have the money for it? Then comes other ways of making money, buying and selling, being partners, whatever there is, but loans, it's something that has nothing to do in the religion of Islam of making money. If somebody wants to give a loan, it's a good deed. He gets half of that as if he gave it in charity. He only takes what he give and not something more, because this is abuses the relationship between others and it brings what we see nowadays. So it's important at these times of crisis, and this is if we can get across that to the viewers, think and ponder over what your life is and what your future is, and turn to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, ask Him for guidance, see what is the solution in you turning Him alone, and when you think, then by the will of Allah, if He guides you, He guides you to submit yourself to the truth, read the Quran, read the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would see how simple that life is. No one is worthy of worship except the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Submit to Him alone and worship Him alone. You will have the happiness in this life and in the hereafter.
Tell us, how should a person who is, say, a believer, one who believes that there's only one God, that he's submitting to this God, he's striving his best to do the best that he can do, but he's in a situation where he's seen like 300 people just lose their job in his company. Should he be worried, or should he just be like, you know what, it's all in the hands of the Creator, whatever happens, happens. How should he feel? Is it normal to feel scared?
Right, we have our physical bodies and our state of our hearts. Physical body, we take the means in full measures, as long as it's permissible. So he would do like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Do his job, look for a job, whatever there is. But the heart is calm. It's calm, why? Because he's worshipping the most wise, the one that nothing happens without his wisdom. So the human being should be always pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for him. There's a purpose for it. If you are rich, you are under the test. People think that if you're rich, you're okay. No, you're not okay. Unless you fulfill and you pass this test. Yeah. You have to be grateful to the creator of the heavens and the earth. You use your wealth in the proper way, it's a trust. And you have to be grateful to him. If you are poor, still a test. And the test is be patient. Seek the help from the creator of the heavens and the earth. Take the means, yes, the permissible means. But be patient and be pleased with his destiny. And know that this life, that's not the end of it. This life is connected to the hereafter. And everybody will be tested in this life, and accordingly people will be, their affairs will be in the hereafter. So the heart, when it understands this, it becomes in a state of calmness. And it just takes the physical means, but it knows that everything is in the hands of Allah. The one that provides for a bird, what is a bird? How weak is a bird? And any bird that comes out in the morning, leaves its tree, comes back at night with full stomach. Who provided for her? It's the creator of the heavens and earth.
Yeah.
The Prophet ﷺ gave us this example. He said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. This is the key. If you put your trust in the creator of the heavens and the earth alone, truly, and you take the means, of course, but your heart fully trusting the creator of the heavens and the earth, what would happen to you? He would provide for you like he would provide for the bird. Comes out in the morning empty stomach, comes back at night full stomach. This bird is not panicking, but it's not staying in one tree. It's going from one tree to the other, taking the means. But the heart is settled and calmed that it would never come back at night with an empty stomach. It would be provided for because that bird knows that the creator of the heavens and earth would never forget about her. And this is a bird, that the heavens and the earth is not created for the bird. The heavens and earth is created for the human being. So the human being would never be forgotten. But it's the problem is in the human being. They do not put their trust in the creator of the heavens and the earth. They do not obey him in the sense that Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever obeys Allah, be dutiful to him, Allah will make ways out for that purpose, and he would provide for him, make ways out for that person, and would provide for him from ways that he does not expect. This is the words of the creator of the heavens and earth, and never been proven to be wrong.
Tell us, Sheikh, if someone feels that, you know what, God Almighty, the creator, Allah, he loves me because I've got the Rolex, I've got the Mercedes, and I keep rising in status at my work. So he feels blessed now that the creator's blessing me. And he says, you know what, you're still driving a cab because you got the wrong belief. And the creator ain't giving you nothing. That's why you're, you know, it's a proof that you're on the wrong way because you're poor. Look at me, I'm loaded. I got the JC Gold card. I got the bank accounts full. So this person feels like this is the love of his creator because he's just rolling in abundance. What do you got to say about
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran corrected this misunderstanding because it's present in the human being. In many verses, one of which it says, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَ. Your wealth, your families are not the ones that would get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's what your actions are. And he gave us the example of Qarun, the cousin of Moses. I'm not sure exactly what Qarun, his name was in English. But he had so much wealth that the Quran says that the keys for his treasures, the strong men were not able to carry the keys. Not the treasures, the keys.
So that's more than Bill Gates and Donald Trump together.
It's an amazing amount of money, right? Yeah. And he says in the Quran that he was boastful like this, and he says this is a sign that, you know, God is pleased with me and he forgot about his creator and so on. Then all of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed all of his wealth. And while he was going out into the in front of the people, the weak ones would say, we wish that we have like what Qarun has. Right? And then when everything is finished, you know, they said, we wish that we knew that the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in things. So it does not work by how much wealth a person has, because this is not the life that we would live on it forever. Everything a person will be asked about in the hereafter. The real happiness, the real success, the real richness is when a person enters the paradise that Allah created for the believers. And the real loss is when a person is thrown into the hellfire. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said a statement which means there is no goodness in a goodness that would lead you to the fire. And there is no evil in an evil that would lead you to your goodness. But of course the obedience of Allah is not evil. But the point is, if a person is patient in the orders of Allah and that leads you to the everlasting happiness, That means this is the great thing. And that's why we do not promise people anything of this dunya, of this world. Mm-hmm. Prophet ﷺ, when he take the pledges from the companions, he did not tell them you'll have the mansions and the palaces and all that. He told them, if you believe in the creator of the heavens and the earth, he will give you Jannah, paradise. And they accepted it and they submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this was their goal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the treasures for them on this earth and they became the rulers of the land. But not the goal to be like that. The goal is to seek the pleasure of the creator of the heavens and earth.
Now you have some people taking the means, but these means to acquiring wealth, they seem so tied up into the material world that they're forgetting about some of their obligations. They feel like, you know what, if I don't take the means, then I'm not going to make this money. So they will be missing the prayer, late for the prayer, maybe not making the prayer at all. They might not be paying the charity. And it reminds me of a verse from the verbatim word of God. Maybe if this is interlinked at all, and you can give us the explanation of it, where the Creator is saying that Shaitan, the devil, that he promises you poverty and orders you to commit evil deeds, Allah promises you his forgiveness and his great bounty. How do you tie these together, and can you explain this?
This is exactly what the deception of the human being in if they do not follow the revelation from Allah. The verse says that the shaitan, as you said, he promises you poverty. Shaitan, the devil, would never come to a person and tell him, oh, do this so that you become poor. It's very clear. He promises poverty by what? By telling them to not to give in charity. Not to give for the sake of Allah. And this is in itself is poverty. Because the barakah, the blessings of one's wealth, be taken away. And so he promises people what they want to hear. But in reality, this is the real poverty. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules and laws are different what the human beings are seeing under their feet. Human being as if he's looking under his feet and that's it. If he looks ahead, you know, he would see the matter totally different. And this is the difference between the believers and the non-believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, he gave us these types of rules on the face of earth. You fear Allah, you're dutiful to him, you obey him, he would make ways out for you. He would provide for you. Who would understand this? Not the disbelievers, the believers. So they would take this as a mean, with the physical means. So the time for the salah comes, and a person is about to make $1 million deal here, but the call is from my creator, the one that provides for me, the one that owns this million and owes whatever that exists.
Did you say a million?
Even billions, right? He would turn to the creator of the heavens and the earth alone, knowing that he's the provider. He would provide for him, and he would bless his wealth for him, because he is the one that is owning everything that exists. And that's what I'm saying, the two set of means, only the believers would understand it. And when there is conflict between both, they put forward the means that is mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet
ﷺ. I want to drive this point home because you said blessed. So by doing, establishing the prayer, worshiping your Creator alone, trying to abide every day by what He's told you to do, then your life is blessed.
Right.
But on the other hand, you don't have the blessings if you're not praying, if you're not doing what He told you to do.
Right. And the word blessings or barakah means that you have a goodness came to you.
Yeah.
Money, whatever, health. You know, everybody gets that. But the ones that are blessed is when this goodness stays with you.
Yeah.
And brings goodness for you and your heart is in a good state and it stays with you. But if you get a whole bunch and then you lose it all of a sudden and then your heart does not have that state of in which it will have this calmness in it, what is the goodness of what you have? So there's blessings in one's life. You can hit by something that you would lose more and more money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you as a result of you being steadfast. The religion of Islam, and this is something that people need to understand, it's not about just a matter of one prayer here or there. It's the whole life. Economy, politics, mannerism, worship, beliefs, everything. There is a word of Allah, there is order from Allah, so that the whole life of the human beings will be accordingly happiness in this life and in the hereafter.
It's a complete way of life.
Complete way of life.
How can we get the people to see that this is not something frivolous, this is not something trivial? I mean, the importance, because I come across a lot of people that they feel that it's more important to, well, there's nothing wrong with getting a degree in school, this is encouraged, but they feel like they will sit through all the classes and get all the credit so they can get this big stat, you know, the degree finished, but when it comes down to the prayer, let's say, this basic thing that you have to do, you just can't get them to do it for the life of you.
Because people are mixing the means and the goals. What is the goal of our life? You get the degrees, you get the wealth, you get the highest level on the face of earth, then what? When you go to the grave, you're not going to take anything with that with you. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that we leave all of these things? No, we do all of these things, but it's only a mean, a reason for us to be holding fast to our to the truth. And I mentioned this hadith before, the Prophet ﷺ said it, to correct these beliefs in us. إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَا الْمَالَ لِإِقْوَامِ الصَّلَةِ. That the wealth has been revealed to us so that we establish the salah. So this is the main job of the day. You go to work so that at the time of dhuhr prayer, you come to the masjid and pray. So that it helps you to come pray, because you need a way to get to the masjid. You need to eat and drink, and all of that is wealth. So the goal is the prayers, the goal is the worship of Allah, and everything else in our life is to establish that goal and to make the word of Allah superior.
Tell us, Shaykh, we're almost out of time, that you had mentioned that you were listening to a program and they were talking about the economy, and some people were feeling that this isn't a time that people can turn to their Creator, but then they throw in Jesus in the mix of this.
Right.
What do we got to say? How can we talk to those people out there who feel like, okay, they feel like they need to turn back to their Creator, but they turn on 7:50 a.m., 6:80 a.m., 55 FM, whatever the case, and now they hear the Creator, but then mixed in Jesus in the mix of all this.
Right.
How do we help clear this misconception?
To clear this misconception is, who is the Provider? The Provider is the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that is, nothing is the like of Him. Jesus, peace be upon him, one of the mighty messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a human being that Allah chose for the people to be, to call them to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, would never provide for you any of what Allah had created, because he's a creation of Allah. And this is something that Allah mentioned in the Quran, الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا. Those who you call other than Allah, they do not own any provisions. So call them, they would never provide for you. But then, instead, call the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the one that will provide for you.
The one Jesus called upon.
The one that Jesus, peace be upon him, he himself, call unto the Creator of the heavens and the earth. But that does not belittle Jesus, by the way.
Yeah.
This is actually respect and honor Jesus more and more. Because Jesus, peace be upon him, he would never accept that somebody would turn to him and not the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And the highest level that a human being can reach is to be a servant of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and not to be a creator himself, or not to have the attributes of the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
What about someone who might come and he knows a little bit of the Bible? He says, in the Bible, it says that Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. What does that mean?
Right. Regardless whether this is true or not, but the messengers, we cannot go to the Creator unless we go through the messengers on knowing how to worship the Creator.
Gotcha.
The job of the messengers is that they teach the people how to turn to the Creator alone, how to make your prayers, how to put your trust in the Creator. So nobody can ever be able to turn to the Creator alone like this without having the knowledge that the messengers brought to the people, not as a physical barrier between them and the Creator of the heavens and the earth. So it has to be understood.
So they were the teachers. They were just showing us how to get close to God. But did any of them ever say or call people to worship themselves?
Never. And this is something mentioned in the Quran. There is no evidence whatsoever to that. Every messenger called the people to worship the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And that would make or should make sense to every human being, because the Creator is one. So he's the one that is worthy of worship. And that's it. And that's the end of the story.
How could someone, we're almost out of time, just how could someone who has such an emotional attachment, they just kept hearing the name Jesus, Jesus, and you got to go through Jesus to get to God, and you say in Jesus' name to get to God, and now they've been put this in their head just from a child, and then they go to the, you know, to the prayer services, and how does someone, now this what you're saying actually makes sense, worship God alone.
Right.
How did they get away from this? And
we're not calling anyone to not to respect and to honor Jesus. Actually, he becomes a disbeliever in the religion of Islam
if you don't accept Jesus.
Right. We accept Jesus, peace be upon him. You have to love Jesus, peace be upon him, and you have to admire him, and so on and so forth. And there is verses and verses in the Quran that talks about Jesus, peace be upon him. But Jesus was a messenger of Allah. You need to turn to the Creator of the heavens and the earth alone. And you won't deny Jesus. You would still believe in him. You would believe in him and you would love him. And as a messenger of Allah. And the final of all messengers is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he's the one that we follow the rules that he brought. And they're all brothers, as he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. All the messengers are brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that sent them all. So don't worry, you're not going to lose Jesus, peace be upon him, in the sense that you would deny him or disbelieve in him. No, you would correct your belief in him, that he's a messenger of Allah, that he is exalted and he is among the best of the messengers of Allah as a result of being a human being, calling people to the worship of the Creator of the heavens and the earth alone, and by believing in the last and final messenger.
Is it true that in the verbatim word of God, the Quran, that is Jesus mentioned, peace be upon him, more than the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
That's true. Jesus is mentioned more than many times actually in the Quran. And it shows also that, of course, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the best of all the messengers of Allah. But there are five messengers of Allah. These are Ulul Azm, the best of all the messengers. And these are Nuh, and Abraham, and Moses, and Jesus, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
The last and final messenger.
And the last and final messenger.
Is there a chapter named after Jesus' mother in the Quran?
Yes, there is a chapter called Maryam, or Mary.
That's deep.
And it's also a call for people to go read it.
Yeah.
We're not enforcing anything on anybody. Go read it and think and see how the stories in the Quran, that is the truth that would make sense, inshallah.
Sheikh, thank you very much for being with us again on the Deen Show. And thank you again. All praises to the Creator of the heavens and earth. You see that we're doing something very simple, calling you to something very simple. You can have a full bank account and all the money in the world, but just like many have lost that money, it can go away just like that. But the one who is calling you to something that is everlasting, to the paradise, is the Creator of the heavens and earth. This is something that doesn't disappear. This is something that's forever. And you just have to commit yourself not to get attached to the worldly things. Go out and get a good job and take the means, as the Sheikh was telling you. Be the best human being that you can be. But attach your heart to the next life that is forever. And strive to see the face of your Lord in paradise. This is something that we're all striving for. And we talked about Jesus, and this was something that I know is a little sensitive to some people, but we love Jesus. Jesus was a mighty messenger of God, but he never called people to worship himself, just like Moses never called people to worship him, nor Abraham, nor did Muhammad, peace be upon them all. They were all teachers, teaching us how to get close to God. And if you liked what we had to say here today, come back again here on the Deen Show, and we'll see you next time, God willing, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. The DVDs for Dawah, as Allah has said in the Quran, in Surah Nahl 16:125, Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati, invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom, beautiful preaching, and reason with them in ways that are best. And this is a great opportunity for you to take up the obligation, take up the call, as Allah has told you to do, and share this beautiful message with the world, Islam, submission to the one God.
Come and see what everyone's talking about.
If you find one contradiction, it can't be from God.
But the rational idea, the rational explanation is, you do your best.
Give up worshiping God as one. I will never give up spreading this message.
I hope that you take that necessary step. You don't know if you're going to live till tomorrow. So you got to find that urgency to do the right thing right now.
If you say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is a tenet of our faith to...
It's cold, it's late, everybody's sleeping. I arise and ask Allah to forgive me. Oh Allah, you see, oh Allah, you know, all the sins I do. I turn to you to forgive my sins and my heart.
I'm your sinful slave, you're my loving Lord. I'm the one who runs away, oh Allah, guide me.